It is the pre-match warm-up. Fulham very much on the horizon. It's Ian Ryan, Sean O'Donnell, Kev Riley and John Gibbons for this one. No caller, so we will just push on through. And Sean, Fulham at home feels like a game where you'd expect Liverpool to take all 3 points. But what I would say is every time I've caught them this season, they look a handy side. They look a decent side. They do quite well against Arsenal. Yes, they're sitting in mid-table, but they are only 4 points off that top four. What I'm saying here is they'll have to be taken seriously.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, what you've just said, spot on. I hadn't in my head, like, banked in on Fulham being a tough game. You know, when you look at the fixtures and you go, oh, Fulham, that'll be a nice Christmas day out. But actually, when you think about it more, you know, thinking about coming on here and having to talk about it, you think, actually, their results have been really, really good. And we've struggled against them in recent seasons, I think. I know we've got decent results in the end, but it's never easy. You know, going to Craven Cottage is never easy. Playing at Anfield in particular, you know, last season, that was, you know, well more dramatic than it needed to be. Do you know what I mean?
It was well more dramatic.
So we have got to take them seriously. I think on the positive side of things, it would be a massive statement if we did just see them out and just beat them properly like we should do, because I think our rivals have struggled against them. So if we can go out, it feels weird to say we can make a statement by beating Fulham at home. Let me just say that. But actually, you know, if we can put them away 2-0 up by half time, something mad like that, then I think everyone can look at each other and go, wow, you know, this team is the real deal. Forget about what everyone else is doing, forget about everyone else, you know, we're Liverpool, that type of thing. Which again, I feel even weird saying that about Fulham at home, but it has become that type of thing.
They get to go into the Swan Gibbo on the back of another win. Girona feels like quite a while ago now. It was only Tuesday, but we're Friday today as we record. I know you mentioned it on the midweek show, but I did really like the manager's comments going into this game. It was just a bit of a reminder that, lads, the standards, they can't drop. They just can't drop, especially in a season like this one where you're top of the pile, everyone's got an eye on you, everyone wants to beat you. I thought it was good that you just saw them remind one or two that if you want to play for this club, if you want to start games for this club on a regular basis, there are certain standards you need to hit and I expect you to hit them.